宣召经文是从诗篇89篇1-4节。The calling scripture is from Psalm 89, verse 1-4. 我要歌唱耶和华的慈爱，直到永远。我要用口将你的信实传与万代。因我曾说，你的慈悲必建立到永远，你的信实必坚立在天上。我与我拣选的人立了约，向我的仆人大卫起了誓。我要建立你的后裔直到永远，要建立你的宝座直到万代。 Let us to you study the English according scripture. Can go back? Yeah.I will sing of the Lord's great love forever. With my mouth, I will make your faithfulness known through all generations. I will declare that your love stands firm forever, that you have established your faithfulness in heaven itself. You said, I have made a covenant with my chosen one.I have sworn to David, my servant. I will establish your life forever and make your throne firm through all generations. 让我们起立，我们用我们的诗歌来敬拜。Let's stand up, we sing the hymns. You can sing in the language you like.低头祷告 Let's pray. 我们在天上的父，我们来到你的面前敬拜你，我们要歌唱你的大慈爱。你的爱是何等的丰富，更是无限无量，让我们的祷告、我们的诗歌、我们的言语都成为馨香的祭，达到天庭蒙你的悦纳。 Our Heavenly Father, we get together to worship you. We sing of your great love. Your love is so rich and pure. It is matchless. Let our prayers, our songs, our words be an aroma offering to praise you. Pray in Jesus' name. Amen. 请坐 Please sit.
更深之爱伟大无穷，拥有比我难以形容，高照诸星，深大地狱，长阔高深，事物相同，此诸犯罪坠入阴流，深浅爱之拯救，使我罪人与神和好，赦免一切罪由。何深之爱，何等丰富，伟大无限无量，永远坚定，永远不变，天使圣徒颂扬，世事创伤变幻无敌，君王地位转眼即逝，世人如今拒绝真神，三九十，但神慈爱永存不变，伟大无限无量，向人所显救赎恩典，生情心事颂扬。而神慈爱何等丰富，伟大无限上海疆，当为我水全球文人，几何骨干豪情之力，描写深爱海洋，我水回甘卷中水成如千年前，仍然表达
So, I would rather have Jesus.
一起来诵读主祷文。 This is the Lord's Prayer. 我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们，免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶，因为国度、权柄、荣耀，全是你的，直到永远。阿门。Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts.As we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. 今天我们读的经文是彼得后书一章三到十一节。 Today's scripture is 2 Peter chapter 3.
Chapter 1.
Chapter 1. 3 through 11. 好，我们一起来诵读。神的神能将一切关乎生命和前进的事赐给我们，皆因我们认识他用自己荣耀和美德招我们的主，因此他已将宝又极大的应许赐给我们，叫我们既脱离世上从情欲来的败坏，就得与神的性情有份。正因这缘故，你们要格外的殷勤，有了信心又要加上德行，有了德行又要加上知识，有了知识又要加上节制，有了节制又要加上忍耐，有了忍耐又要加上前进，有了前进又要加上爱弟兄的心，有了爱弟兄的心又要加上爱众人的心。你们若充充足足的这样来了，就必使你们在认识我们的主耶稣基督上不至于闲懒不结果子了。人若没有这几样，就是眼瞎，只看见近处了，忘了他赎了罪已得了洁净。所以弟兄们应当更加殷勤，使你们所蒙的恩召和拣选坚定不移。你们若行这几样，就永不失脚，这样必叫你们丰丰富富得以进入我们主救主耶稣基督永远的国。 His divine power has given us everything we need for godly life through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. Through this, He has given us His very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature, having escaped the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. For this very reason, make every effort to add your faith goodness, and to goodness knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, and to perseverance godliness, and to godliness mutual affection, and to mutual affection love. For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But whoever does not have them is nearsighted and blind, forgetting that they have been cleansed from their past sins. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, make every effort to confirm your calling and election. For if you do these things, you will never stumble, and you will receive a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. 下面请张老为我们祷告。
各位的视力太好了。You guys have very good 20/20 vision. I was sitting in the back and couldn't see clearly, so I have to come to the front. Anyhow, 今天是主日，美好的天气，让我们一起来祷告。Dear Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you on this special day, on this good day that we come together here by your grace. We come to worship you. Especially, you are the one who give us your salvation so that we can come with confidence to the Holy of Holies, all by your grace. Father, we give thanks to you even though there's war in Ukraine, but we have peace here, but we need to spread the gospel that only peace is in you. There's no peace in this world. And we pray that Selena and Josh, they fly into the border of Ukraine and Poland. There's a refugee camp, and they're going to serve there all the refugees with all what they learn. Bless this global doctor organization. Father, we give thanks to you again when we see Grace Point, Davis Church, brother and sister, even though they have worship in the afternoon, 1 o'clock, but they come here because of your love. They come to help our youth. We give praise and thanks to you because of your love. People sacrifice to serve you. Father, we thank you, and also we pray for pastoral search. May your Spirit confirm us here and also the pastor in Huntsville, Pastor Meng, so that both of us get the same confirmation from you. And we pray that today's message from Pastor Ryan Jacobs, the message will enlighten us, edifying us, and also give us good direction how we should live for you. You have died for us, but you ask us to live for you, not by any law, just by your love. 主耶稣，我们感谢你在今天美好的时光，我们大家一起聚集，不是凭着任何的原因，乃是主你自己的慈爱吸引我们，使我们在这美丽的主日，我们可以一起来敬拜。尤其是主你把我们带到主恩的施恩座面前，使我们可以坦然无惧的可以来敬拜你。更是我们看到 Grace Point 教会他们的青少年，因着主你的爱，他们愿意牺牲来到我们当中帮助我们的青少年。虽然他们的崇拜是在下午一点钟，但是教会支持他们来到我们当中，因为是同有一个主，同有一信，一起同样主的爱临到他们，也临到我们，愿意这个主的爱也临到还没有认识主的朋友们，让今天我们在这里的敬拜信息都能带来给我们有亮光，装备我们，洁净我们。求主垂听，也是我们在聘牧的过程当中有同感一灵，无论是在这里的，无论是在东部的孟牧师，都有主你自己的带领。求主赐福今天的时间，感谢祷告。 And we pray that in Jesus name, Amen. We're so glad that we have Pastor Ryan Jacobs. After 2 years of pandemic, we haven't seen each other that often. So today is a chance and opportunity. He's among us, so he will give us a message, and Brother Michael Lee will do the interpretation.
This microphone's working, yeah?
Yeah.
Yes. Let me see. Can you guys hear me in the back?
Yeah.
So I changed a couple of things.
It's okay.
Okay, good.
I will try my best.
All right. You know, is this the second time that you've interpreted for me?
I don't remember.
Okay, because I know it's been that long.
The third time. Probably.
Okay, all right. Well, okay, good. That's good. All right. So we're going to be going over the scripture that we read this morning, 2 Peter verses. Am I not on? This, you got to turn it on. It's my fault.
今天牧师要分享的是彼得后书第一章三到十一节。
In our scripture today, there's a huge question in Christianity that is answered.
就今天在这一段的经文里面，回答了我们基督教里面最重要的一个问题。
And the question is this, now that I am saved, what do I do?
这个问题就是说，那我们现在已经得救了，那我们下面应该怎么样行？
When I received salvation, I remember one thing very clearly. I didn't know what to do.
就当我得救的时候，我记得很清楚，当时我不知道怎么做。
This led me to many ministries that I had no business doing.
这样子，我当时因为这个原因，我就参与了很多不同的事工。
But it didn't matter what ministry it was, I was in.
不管是什么样的事工，我都有参与。
Read the Bible, pray, go to church, worship God in song, I'm in.
我也读圣经，我也参加教会崇拜，我也参加fellowship团契。
Bible study, Sunday school, Wednesday night ministry, I'm in.
圣经学习主日学一些祷告会，我都参加。
And then Thursday ministry at another church, I'm in.
我甚至到了在星期四的下午会到另外一个教会参加事工。
They asked me to run a Bible study, I'm in. Read commentaries on the Bible, study more, go to school, I'm in.
我也让我带领一个圣经的学习班，我也参与了。
Maybe the reason why I tried to do everything and go in every direction is because I didn't know what to do or how to grow.
当时之所以我参加这么多样的不同的事工呢，也许主要的原因是我根本就不知道我应该做什么。
We say things like once saved, always saved. And if you take that at face value, it sounds like I say some magic words and I go to heaven.
我们经常会听到这样的说法，就说一次得救，永远得救。就是如果从这个字面来讲的话，我们只要说一些很有奇妙的话语，我们就可以到天堂。
But we also hear that we are saved by faith alone in Christ alone, and that leads others to think that we cannot do anything other than let go and let God.
我们同时也听到，就是我们得救是唯独基督，唯独信心。这样也就让有一些人想，就是我们是不是所有的事情都让神来做工，我们可以不做任何的事情。
And while these doctrines are true, this is very contradictory to the examples that are left by the apostles. They by no means sat around waiting for a voice from heaven or handwriting on a wall.
就说这些一些神学的教导看起来都是很正确，是很正确的，但是看起来有一些相互的矛盾。但是在保罗跟我们的榜样，其实是他们并没有做到没有做任何事情，他没有做到。只是祷告，或者是等那个墙上有一些神迹的那个地级这个字画出来这样子。
These apostles took the words of God given to them in the Old Testament and also specifically the words of Jesus and acted on them.
他们这些当时的使徒是根据旧约的圣经的教导以及当时主耶稣基督给他们的教导而开始行动起来。
That's why after the first four books in the New Testament are the Gospels, the very next book is called Acts.
这就是因为在四福音书以后马上的一本书就是使徒行传。
And as the apostles would need to be pulled one way or the other, God would validate them, send visions, send messengers, and spoke through prophets to them.
就是当这些使徒们被神带领到不同的地方的时候，神给他们异象，给他们异象，也给他们清晰的看见。
They moved forward towards God and shook the world because they were the people that God created them to be.
因为当时他是生活中活出神要他们活出的样子，所以当时他们就走到世界各地传福音。
Now Peter is writing to Christians that have fallen into Lansande faith. Did I say that right? All right.
You got it right.
All right.
就是说彼得当时给的他的读者是一群这个比较懒散的这个信徒，不冷不热的信徒。
They say they're Christians, but they don't do anything.
他们口称他们是基督徒，但是他们在行动上没有任何行动。
So Peter's words are an encouragement to move forward in their faith.
所以彼得当时的目的就是让他们给他们鼓励，让他们在传福音上面可以有行动。
Despite the false teachers, despite the fallen world around them, and despite the persecution that follows them everywhere they go, it is time for them to move forward in their faith.
所以尽管当时的充满了各种各样的假教师，还有尽管当时也是生活在一个败落的世界，尽管当时也有很多的逼迫，但是他们应该起来有行动。
And as we go into this time of prayer and learning, I ask you, what is one thing that is holding you back from experiencing a fuller, more faithful walk with God?
就是在这个祷告的时候，在这个我们学习神的话语的时候，我问大家一个问题，就是说我们在我们信仰生活中是哪一件事情让我们阻碍我们有跟神更好的亲近的信仰生活？
The people that Peter's writing to are dealing with false teachers, suffering, persecution, and Peter tells them to move forward. So what is your thing that's stopping you from moving forward?
所以当时彼得的读者他们当时面临着各种各样的假的教师，当时也面临着世界上对基督徒的迫害，这是他们的阻碍。但是对我们现在的听众来讲，我们在我们的信仰生活中，我们有什么样的阻碍？
What is keeping you from being the person that God created you to be?
是什么样的事情阻碍着我们成为神所要我们所成为的样式？
Let me pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father God, I pray that you help us to become the people that you have created us to be.
主啊，天父，我们祷告，求你让我们成为你所创造。
Holy Spirit, we need your power to help us to move forward in a way that glorifies you.
圣灵，我们需要你，让我们在信仰生活中往前行。
Jesus, please show us your great compassion and love and fervor for the Father and help us to live that way.
也请主耶稣基督给我们各样的鼓励，各样的教导，让我们继续在神里面继续行。
Holy Spirit, speak through me.
圣灵通过我讲道。
And give us all the ears to be able to hear this.
圣灵也让在座的每一位都能够听到神的话语。
It's in Jesus' name we pray.
我们这样祈祷，奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen. All right.We're going to start off in 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 11, starting just in verse 3.
我们开始来看彼得后书第一章三到十一节，我们从第三节开始。
Says this, His divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who called us to His own glory and excellence.
第一章的第三节，那你说神的神能已将一切关乎生命和金钱的事赐给我们，兼因我们认识那用自己荣耀和美德招我们的主。
God is the provider of all things, and it is through God's power that we have all the things needed to live a life that is defined by godliness.
神是我们一切所需的供应者，是通过神的大能，我们才有我们需要神所需要我们成为的样式，一切的所需。
My question is are you living a life that is defined by godliness?
我对大家的问题是，我们现在的属灵生活是不是根据这个金钱的定义来进行属灵的生活？
All the power needed to make positive movement in life towards God will be done by His power, not ours.
我们信仰生活中所有的一切的往前行，都是依照神的大能， 不是因为我们自己任何的一些行为。
And this leaves no room for boasting for us.
现在我们没有任何有夸口的余地。
Just as it pertains to the salvation experience, it is through the power of God that we grow in righteousness, and the root of that change is knowledge of God and His glory and His excellence.
就是跟我们得救的经历一样的，我们是因为经过神的道恩，我们在神的义里面继续成长。所有的一切的根源都是我们基于对神的知识，对神的他的荣耀和他的美德的知识。
We have to understand, this last part is extremely important, this word excellence. We have to understand what this word means to understand the rest of the text. We have to understand what excellence means.
就说他说这最后一个词是非常重要的，这个词对于我们理解下面的经文相当的重要。这个词的英文是 excellence, 那用中文翻译是美德。
This word is used 5 times in the Bible in 4 verses written by 2 people. Paul uses it once. The rest is all Peter. And only once is it going to refer to us. The rest is all God.
就是说整本圣经里面在这个词被他们使用了五次，有一次是保罗使用，其他的四次都是彼得在书信里面所使用的这个词。那这个词呢，有一次是指我们基督徒，其他的几个情况呢都是指主。
Arete is the Greek word, and it means virtue or moral goodness. It is the value of a whole person.
这个Arete 这个希腊词呢，它的英文是翻译成 excellence， 中文翻译成美德，是指一个美好的德行。
It is the beliefs and principles a person holds taken together with their acts and then weighed as value.
就是说这个是一个人拥有的一切的信念，他的一切的原则，加上他因为这个信念和原则所行出来的行为的总和。
That's the excellence, but we also need to know the glory of God as well. The glory of God is the beauty of His Spirit. It is not an aesthetic beauty or a material beauty, but it is the beauty that emanates from His character, from all that He is. This is the glory of God.
那他在这里讲，我们就是说，我们也需要另外一个需要理解的，就是说神的荣耀。神的荣耀就是说，从圣灵里面所散发出的一个美好。
Just in perceiving the glory of the great I am, we should be shaken to our core that something so great even exists. Only gaining in this knowledge and awe as we perceive God even more clearly through the scriptures, songs of praise, prayer, serving, and fellowship.
就是说我们在认识到自由拥有的神的荣耀的时候，我们整个人都会震动到我们的内心里面，我们才认识到有这样一个伟大的事情是存在。然后通过我们的知识，我们的敬畏，我们来认识我们的神。通过读经，通过诗歌，通过祷告，通过侍奉，以及我们的团契，我们对神的荣耀有更多的认识。
Gaining in our knowledge of the Lord through these sources will also increase what we know about who God is, what God has done, and the order in which God has set reality. The full representation of God is God's virtue.
就是通过我们这样不同的渠道、不同的方式，我们可以增加我们对神的更多了解。神已经在我们生活中所成就的大事，然后我们神给我们放在我们这个现实的状况之下，所有的一切都是神的美德的代表。
The weight and value of God, who God is, and what God has done is priceless and world-altering. Now, this word for virtue is going to come up again later.
就是说神的极重无比的价值，他是谁，他所成就的一切是无价之宝，是这个世界上没有任何的事情可以改变的。这个virtue 这里第一次出现，下面还会出现。
Moving forward, by which he has granted to us his priceless and very great promises through God's glory and excellence, God has handed us the promises that have given us salvation and eternal life, so that through them you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped from the corruption that is in the world because of sinful desire.
第四节，因此他已将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们，叫我们既脱离世上从情欲来的败坏，就得与神的性情有份。这个是通过神的荣耀和神的美德，神已经给我们他关于救赎和永生的应许。
Now this divine nature, some believe that this is only the final glorious state of the believer after death in the presence of God in heaven.
关于神的性情，有的人认为就是说，只有我们基督徒离世进入天国的时候，在荣耀的状况之下才会有的一种情况。
This is the only way that some people can see the divine nature being lived out because of all the sin that separates believers and unbelievers alike from living a perfectly holy life.
就说这看起来是唯一的办法，就是我们能够活出神所要我们活的那个神的性情，因为罪的缘故，将我们或者信徒或者非信徒，阻碍我们过一个完完全全完美的圣洁生活。
I mean, is there anybody here who can raise their hand and say, I have lived an extended period of time with zero sin in their life? Peter knows this. That's, the answer is none. Peter knows this and God does too.
So, 在座的有没有哪一位可以举手说，我一辈子从相信神到现在我都过着一个完完全全没有一点点罪的这样生活，这个是不可能的现状。彼得知道这种状况，神也知道这种情况。
I don't believe that being partakers of the divine nature is a future destination, nor do I believe that us living out of God's divine nature is equivalent to perfection for us. God's divine nature creates a perfect reality governed by God.
就是他不相信这是只是一个将来的一个状况，就是说不是他相信，不是说我们活出神的性情就是跟我们的完美是相等同的，就是说神的完美的性情只是说给我们创造一个为神所掌管的一个现实。
But people don't follow that divine nature, they don't follow God's governance, because we follow our own. But as Christians, we are to be governed by God and trying to bring that understanding to the rest of the world through our behavior, how we live our lives, and the things we say.
就是说，因为我们是基督徒，我们的生活一切都要被神所来管辖，所以我们要用这个态度来理解世界上所有的事情，是通过我们的行为，通过我们怎么样生活，我们周遭我们怎么样说我们的言行。
We should be living out of God's divine nature by showing the rest of the world who God is by living in that perfect reality, like the Garden of Eden. That's how we should be living.
就是我们通过尽量的活出神的性情，这样子我们就可以向世界上其他的展示神在伊甸园所创造的那种美好的那种情况。
And how do we do that?By being the people that God created us to be.
那怎么样做到这一点呢？那就我们要成为神当初所创造的，让我们想成为的那种人的状况。
From the beginning, God made man in his image in the garden. We were created to live out of God's divine nature with his governance. That's how we are made.
当时神创造人类的时候，是按照他自己的形象造人， 神是把我们能活出他的信心。
For this, so moving forward, verse 5. For this very reason, make every effort to supplement your faith with virtue, and virtue with knowledge, and knowledge with self-control, and self-control with steadfastness, and steadfastness with godliness, and godliness with brotherly affection, and brotherly affection with love.
是因为这个缘故，你们要分外的殷勤，有了信心，就要加上德行。有了德行，又要加上知识；有了知识，又要加上节制；有了节制，又要加上忍耐；有了忍耐，又要加上敬虔；有了敬虔，又要加上爱弟兄的心；有了爱弟兄的心，又要加上爱众人的心。
So here we find this word again. Everywhere else in the Bible, it's speaking of God, and it comes out as excellence. Here, it comes out as virtue, and it's talking about us.
那这个词在这里那个virtue 或者中文翻译成德行或者是美德再一次的出现前面那个是指神但是这里呢这个德行呢是指我们自己的行为
Supplement your faith, it says right here, with erite. The same word they translated as excellent, that thing that brought us the promises of God, we are to supplement our faith with that.
我们有了一个信心，又要加上德行，这同样一个词是翻译成为美德。这样一个美德是把带给我们神的应许，这样我们可以用德行来加在信心之上。
And I think the reason that Peter uses this word to describe God first is so that we do not confuse the virtue that we are to use to supplement our faith with the virtues of man.
所以他想彼得在这里用这个词是说首先来描述神他这里就是说让我们不要跟就是这两者之间有任何的混淆就是说我们要用神的美德来加在我们的信心之上。
Not that man, woman comes up with terrible stuff all the time. Actually, we come up with some pretty good virtues, some pretty cool stuff. Sometimes it even matches with things of God. Do you want to know why?
他就说人并不是所有的一无是处，是好像也有一些好的东西，但是呢有时候甚至我们也有一些好的德行，有些人意思是说可以跟神所要求的是一样的。你们知道为什么是这原因是为什么吗？
The reason why is because when people are searching for the right way, the good thing to do, they can partially interpret the words God has written on their hearts, and it's on the heart of every person.
就是说有些人在寻求做正确的事情的时候，他们是在自己的内心里面寻求，因为神把正对对错已经写在我们每个人心里面，但是我们的寻求不是完全的，而只是部分的。
But the thing is, the interpretation is incomplete. And because it is incomplete, the virtues of man change all the time. And they are only a rip-off of the original.
就是我们的解释是部分的、不完全的。因为就是因为这个原因，所以我们的行为也不会经常有变化。
The way, the truth, and the life, the full breadth of God's virtue together is infinitely more valuable and unshakable than anything that the world will ever offer.
就是道路、真理、生命是所有神的美德的总和，这些是世界上任何的事物都没法代替的，比任何事物都有价值，没有办法有事情能够摇动。
We are morally bankrupt without God, but God has provided all that we need to live a life that is defined by the divine nature, also known as a godly life.
就是没有神的话，我们的道德生活就是在一个破产的状况。但是神已经提供了我们一切所需要的，神已经提供我们需要过一个健全的生活的一切所需。
Not only do we add virtue, but even more knowledge. This is the fourth time that Peter has used the word knowledge so far. And self-control, steadfastness, godliness, brotherly affection, and love.
我们不仅仅要在信上加上德行，我们也要加上知识、节制、忍耐、敬虔，还有爱弟兄的心。
So really quick, these are not put in a procedural order. You don't have to do number one to get to number seven.
就是这一些所讲的，并不是一定要按照这个次序来一个一个的实现，而你可以没有第一而开始就有七或者八。
Not only that, but 6 and 7, they completely overlap. In fact, one could say that love is in all these things, and many of the other ones overlap as well.
在这里就是说七和八其实是有一些重复的地方。我们也经常说爱是包含所有的一切，所以任何其他的内容也都是相互之间有重叠的。
How can one have virtue without knowledge? One can be knowledgeable without being virtuous, but it is impossible to be virtuous without gaining the knowledge first, right?
So, 一个人可以没有美德，但是他可以充满知识，但是一个人不可能有知没有一个人就是说没有美德，他有很多的知识，但是呢，就是说没有一个人能够有美德，在没有任何知识之前，他就有很多的美德德行。
The point is this, all of these are important. I think that is why they are written without a lot of order to them.
So, in this case, the 要点是说，这所有的一切都是很重要，但是他们并没有一个先后的次序。
Also, there's a bridge in time and language for us to travel.
就是在这里，我们有一个时间的问题。
In Peter's day, there was a sprouting of a new philosophy called Gnosticism.
在彼得的那个时候，有一个新兴出来的一个哲学叫诺斯底主义。
The Greek word that Peter is telling them to supplement their faith with is gnosis, was going to be used a lot by the Gnostics in the ancient world.
就是彼得要他们的信徒所增加的一个知识，英文是 gnosis， 中文就是知识。这个词呢，当时之间是被那一些的人经常被使用的。
Gnostics believed in more than one God. They were a dualist of faith and taught that Jesus was a lesser God and an emissary of the supreme God.
就是当时的那个诺斯底主义，他们认为世界上不仅仅只是一位神，他认为耶稣只是神的最高神的一个使者而已。
Peter is simply using this word and filling it with Christian context that through God's power first, specifically God's grace and salvation through the power and work of Jesus, you can receive knowledge, gnosis, needed to live a godly life.
So, Peter 在这里之所以用这个词，是在用在这个基督徒的这个情景之下，他是说要经过神的大能，首先通过神的大能，神的拯救的恩典，和耶稣基督的做工，这样我们就可以得到过一个敬虔生活的知识。
All of these characteristics that Peter has written down here are important for us to grow into the person that we were created to be.
就是所有的这些，就是我们当要成为神当初所创造我们要成为的人都很重要，对我们要过一个神圣生活。
Moving forward, verse 8. For if these qualities are yours and are increasing, they keep you from being ineffective or unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
就是说，第八节来说，你们若充充足足的地有这几样，就彼此里面在认识我们的主耶稣基督上不至于闲懒不结果子了。
Ineffective, unfruitful.
就说闲懒没有结果子。
In the knowledge of Jesus, it reminds us of the fig tree Jesus cursed that represented Jerusalem.
就说这里也让我们想到，主耶稣基督在耶路撒冷走住那个无花果树的故事。
It reminds us that Christianity is not stagnant, and the fight for souls is active and raging today.
就在这里讲，就是基督徒的生活 基督教不应该是一潭死水，而是一个很活跃的，是为拯救生命灵魂进行的一场战争。
If the devil can keep you looking for power in yourself, then you aren't looking for power and guidance from the Holy Spirit.
如果说你在身上那个魔鬼还让你在你自己身上自己的身上寻求你自己的能力的话，那是因为你没有从圣灵里那里寻求引导或大胆。
We are never sitting still. We are either moving closer to living like Jesus or further away. The fruit is either ripening or becoming rotten.
就是我们的信仰生活永远不会是静止不停的不前进的状况。我们要么往前行，要么往后退，就像一个果子一样，要么渐渐的成熟，要么就开始腐烂。
These qualities that Peter has listed are important areas to monitor in your faith.
就是彼得在这里所提的一些品格，是我们在信仰生活中需要自己审查的一些地方。
Verse 9, for whoever lacks these qualities is so nearsighted that he is blind. And real quick, just this blind, this word for blind, it means that you have self-made yourself blind because you're not trying to see, having forgotten that he was cleansed from his former sins.
第九节他说，人若没有这几样，就是眼瞎。他在讲眼瞎是自己把自己的眼睛给遮住，所以只是看见清楚的，忘了他旧日的罪，已经得了洁净。
You were cleansed of your sins when you received grace and salvation through faith in Jesus. Now, what do we do?
就是我们当我们信仰主耶稣基督的时候，我们的罪得到了主耶稣基督的洁净。那我们现在下面应该怎么样做呢？
We don't let sin take hold of our lives. We identify the sin in our lives and we take action to set loose the Holy Spirit to do His work.
其实我们应该做的是，我们应该不要让罪掌管我们的生活。我们要在我们的生活中认识我们的罪来，然后我们采取行动，这样让圣灵来做他的工作。
If we aren't leaning into God and setting loose the Holy Spirit to do His work, then we are totally complicit in the sin action. This blinded person is blinded by their own choice.
就是说，如果我们不这样做的话，我们就会对我们自己的这个罪行视而不见。我们这样子眼瞎看不见，完全是因为我们自己。
You know Jesus can set you free of sin. He's done it in the past.
我们知道耶稣基督能够让我们不生活在罪里面。我们也知道主耶稣基督曾经在过去成就了这样的事情。
Or if we let that truth become such a distant truth that we can no longer see it and we've forgotten.
那我们另外一个情况就是，我们让过去发生的事情离我们很遥远，这样我们就忘记了曾经神的大能，是耶稣基督所成就的事情。
Remember the power that was displayed in your salvation and look to the power of God to move you forward today.
然后我们再次想要我们得救的时候，神在我们身上所行的大能，这样我们在城市的生活里面，我们也来希望神用同样的大能让我们来有自由。
Moving forward, verse 10. Therefore, brothers, be all the more diligent to confirm your calling and election. For if you practice these qualities, you will never fall. For in this way, there will be richly provided for you an entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
所以弟兄们应当更加殷勤，使你们蒙所蒙的恩召和拣选坚定不移。你们若行这几样，就永不失脚。这样，必叫你们丰丰富富地得以进入我们主救主基督耶稣永远的国。
So is Peter saying that you have to do this list of things to enter heaven?
那彼得在这里是不是给我们一些需要做的事情，才能进入天国呢？
That would be works-based faith. And it doesn't say that we do these things to receive an inheritance. It says that it confirms your inheritance. And if you practice them, you will never fall. That's the promise.
就是说在这里并不是这个意思如果是这样的话那就是一个以行为为基准的这个信仰但是他是说我们并不需要做这些事情才得到基业我们是通过做这些事情来坚信坚定不移的我们将来得到基业
I know that the guy on the cross next to Jesus, when Jesus was crucified, did not have one thing to confirm and couldn't if he wanted to. And that guy's in heaven.
大家还记不记得就是在十字架上跟耶稣基督一块钉死的两个强盗他们有一个他当时就没有任何事情可以来对他信心来坚定不移但是耶稣告诉他他将在天国里面
But is that our model to follow?
那我们是不是我们应该也依照这样的一个模式来生活呢?
I don't think so, and Paul doesn't either. In Romans 6:1-2 reads, What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? By no means. How can we who died to sin still live in it? If you have died to sin, then it's pretty hard to live in it.
就是我不是这么认为保罗也是这样认为因为在罗马书第六章一节那里告诉我们说这样怎么说呢我们可以人在罪中吗叫恩典显多吗第二节六章第二节说断乎不可我们在罪上死了的人岂可人在罪中活着呢
That sin is the stuff that we used to feed on, but now we are of a new nature, living in God's divine nature. When we live out of this new nature that Peter explains the qualities of here, we are confirming our calling to others and to ourselves. And the latter, ourselves, provides a lot of motivation and encouragement for our faith in Jesus.
就是当我们活出我们神给我们的新的信心的时候就是彼得在这解释的这些特性我们是在坚定不移的证实我们所得的呼召对我们自己也是对他人这样的我们可以对旁人有一个鼓励有一个感动的工作就是在基督耶稣的信仰里面
So how do we do this? First, we understand that God is the provider. Being the receiver might sound like the easy part, but understanding that God is the provider, this is the really hard part, and there's a reason why.
就是我们是接受的这一方看起来似乎是很容易其实不是那样一个状况
If we aren't consistently in the Word then it seems like the world has more problems than God's Word has answers for
就是如果我们如果不是一直都在神的话语中间的话那就是说像我们现在生活的这个世界似乎来说有很多的问题神似乎没答案
The world is relentless in its presentation of what you need, and we are everyday consumers.
就是说这个世界会不停的不断的告诉我们，我们应该需要拥有这样的东西，或者需要拥有那些东西。
Every day you wake up, there's going to be news stories the world has to offer you on the news with differing points of view so that every information-seeking fiber in your body can be satisfied 24/7, 365, 366 on a leap year, and we consume.
就是我们成为一个消费者就是说我们成了这个世界所提供我们的所有的一切消费者我们到我们醒来的时候这个世界上给我们所有的一些很多不一样的信息资讯这样子我们就在这个一天二十小时一个礼拜七天一个年有365天在历年是一百三百六十六天这样子我们都受到这样子的世界资讯的影响
If we are consuming this constant feed of information that the world is offering, whether we're doing it intentionally or not, we're doing it, then how often are we feeding on the very words of God? This provision is giving us, God is giving us, comes in a variety of different forms, from the Bible to nature, from formal conversations to singing songs by yourself in the car, from reading the Word to praying whatever's in your heart. There is a spectrum of support that God is providing for us. For us to become that person God created us to be, we must lean into God in all our ways, as Proverbs 3:6 says, "In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make straight your paths." This is how we learn to receive that provision from God, by doing it in every way, every day, in all our ways. So the first thing that we needed to learn was that God is the provider, and the second thing that we need to learn is how to balance our faith. On the one side, there is no progress made in becoming the people God created us to be without the work of the Holy Spirit. And so God provides everything, and the Scriptures confirm it in Philippians 4:19 when Paul writes, "And my God will supply every need of yours according to His riches and glory in Christ Jesus." Everything we need. Jesus recalls the birds of the air in Matthew 6, and that are supplied everything they need without a worry about one thing. And how much more will your Father in heaven care for you? Again, you have this one side with all of God's provisions and the Holy Spirit. So when Peter calls us to increase in virtue, knowledge, love, steadfastness, self-control, brotherly affection, godliness, and love, it is not a call to push through all your sin through your own strength, but a call to lean into God's power and divine nature, into the Holy Spirit.
就是说在我们的信仰生活中一边是神的供应，是圣灵的工作，彼得在这里所强调的，我们应该活出的一切的美德，就是我们有知识要有爱，要有忍耐，要有节制，要有弟兄姐妹之间的爱，还有金钱等等，这并不是说让我们就是说我们通过我们自己的能力才能通过自己的力量行出来，我们需要靠神的大能才能行出来。
So that's one side, the Holy Spirit, God's provision, and His Word, everything that God God has given us, that's one side. But if you just have that side and you do nothing over here, I'll tell you what, you will be a lackadaisical, lansende Christian. That's what you'll be.
就是如果在我们这边，如果只有圣灵的工作，只有神的一切的同在或神的话语，我们在我们这边没有任何的行为的话，那我们就会成为一个不冷不热的懒惰的基督徒。
So now we have to come to the other side of this, because we cannot continue to sin and expect God to heal us without us leaning into Him.
就是我们在我们的生活里面，我们不能指望我们不犯罪，但是又不依靠神的话语。我们只有依靠神的话语，依靠圣灵，我们才不能不犯罪。
It still takes major work on our part to live out the calling to which we've been called. Just ask the leaders in your church about the work that has gone into their calling so far.
就是说，在我们的信仰生活中，我们也需要在我们自己的行动里面有很多的自己的努力和行为。可以，大家可以，各位可以问问教会的领袖，是他们是怎么样子，靠着圣灵，然后靠自己的借着圣灵，然后活出神所要我们活的样子。
For every Christian has been called to live a life worthy of the gospel in Ephesians 4:1.
就是我们每一个基督徒，我们蒙召的时候，基督徒蒙召的时候，我们是要要我们活出跟福音相称的基督徒的生活。
So we have to take all of this that God gave us, and for us to lean into that, take His direction, and not take the virtues of man, but the virtue of God, and let that fill our faith, not these ideas from all around, but us actively leaning into all of His provisions.
就是在我们这一边有神的提供、神的供应、神的话语、圣灵，那我们基督徒的生活应该向这一边倾斜，而不是受到世界上所有的一些的言论的影响。我们要靠着圣灵、神所提供我们的过一个敬虔生活。
And this creates a harmonious balance in faith.
这样就可以在我们信仰生活中，创造一种很和谐的一种信仰生活。
There's a harmony that happens when we are actively leaning into God and actively living out our faith.
当我们努力的听神的话语，靠着神的指引那一边的时候，我们也同时也努力活出神要活出的样子的时候，这样我们的就有一个很和谐的状况。
And this living out our faith is not what brings us into heaven. All it does is it confirms our faith for us, especially, and then for the people around us.
就是我们这样活出我们的信仰，并不是说因为我们靠活出信仰可以得救，可以进天国，而是通过活出这样的信仰，我们再次证实我们的信仰。这样也不仅仅会影响我们自己的生活，我们也会影响我们周遭人的生活。
And when we're living out this harmonious faith, God multiplies the spiritual gifts He has given you, and the opportunities that you have to use those gifts will also increase.
当我们信仰生活在这样一个非常和谐的状况之下的时候，神会赐给我们更多的属灵的恩赐。
It sounds like a huge task for some, but when our faith is in balance with our action, we make strides into becoming the people that God created us to be, people that are welcomed into His kingdom.
就是听起来好像是一个很大的一个巨大的工作，但是当我们的信仰这样有平衡的时候，我们就会有在成为神所创造的，神所起初所创造的，让我们想成为他的样子，会一步一步的往那边行走，有进步。这样子呢，我们会受到神的欢迎，进他的天国。
So my encouragement for your church is this.Is that you need to bring balance into your faith, because if you come over here and you just lean on you, you just say, oh, I know so much about God, and I just raise up this knowledge, then I'm going to become a lazy Christian.
Yes.
For each of us, we need to grow in our knowledge of God and what we know of Him and what we know of His virtue and His value. We come and we know this. That's the first part. But if all we do is know, we don't do, we're going to become lazy.
就如果我们只是在我们的知识上增长，我们只是在我们的知识上增长，对神的知识没有任何的行为的话，我们就将成为一个很懒惰的基督徒。
And then on the other side, if we think that we could just do everything on our own power, we pull ourselves up by our own bootstraps. I don't know if you guys got that one. But if we try to do everything in our own power, we will rely on the virtues of man and we will pervert the word.
所以就是如果我们靠着我们自己的能力来做事情的话，那我们就是给我们自己增加我们自己人的美德。
So for us, we need to lean into God's power and do. And when we do that, actually what the Bible says is that He will make our path straight so we can move forward in faith.
就是我们的信仰生活应该是两者兼有，我们既要圣灵的工作，神的话语，神的对神的知识，我们另外一方面我们也要采取行动，这样子的话就像圣经所教导的，我们的属灵的道路将是彼此的。
That's all I got.
Okay, thank you.
All right, absolutely.
Thank you, Pastor White, Pastor Jacobs, for the message. I like the last part. If we only increase the knowledge and without doing, then we're like handicapped. Handicap has a life but cannot move freely. 最后一段他所提的信息我觉得很宝贵。若是我们在知识上增长，可是没做什么， 就像一个残废吧，就是残障的人，有生命，可是做不了什么。希望我们今天借助这信息再一次鼓励我们。 May this message again encourage us. 我们下面有一段守圣餐的时间，那我们一起来读圣餐的经文。 We're going to have a communion, so we're going to read the scripture on the screen. You may read in English or Chinese, but we can do it together. 让我们一起来读, please.
他被被告在我们的罪里，受了我们的罪，像死，罪的刑罚，我应当受的鞭伤，你们便得医治，你们从天上降下灵的荣耀，如今你却得到感恩，灵的丰富，人间不能。
So in this message, it talked about on the tree. He was hung on the tree. 在这个信息里面讲到，他被挂在木头上. In the Old Testament, in the law of Moses, only those who commit deadly sin will be executed and hung on the tree. And God cursed that criminal. 这一段里面讲到挂在木头上，在旧约摩西的律法里面，凡是犯了致死的罪，必须挂在木头上处死，之后挂在木头上。圣经说那是神所咒诅的，所以在新约的时候，谁挂在木头上，谁为我们挂在木头上。 So in the New Testament, who hung on the tree, who were hung on the tree on our behalf. And during the Roman Empire, die on the cross is the most cruel punishment. 在罗马的时代里面，是在整个历史中最残酷的一个刑罚。谁为我们死？
Lord Jesus Christ, He died on the cross, judged by God, bore our sins. 耶稣基督在十字架上被神审判，是因为我们，他背负我们的罪，是为我们。所以在约翰福音一章十二节这么说，你若相信接待他，他就赐你权柄成为神的儿女。 So in the Gospel of John chapter 1 verse 12 it said, if you receive Jesus Christ as your personal savior, God give you the right become his children. 所以今天我们守圣餐的时候，教会只有两个礼仪。So today we're going to commemorate, and in the church there are two ordinances. The first one is baptism, 第一个是受洗，第二是守圣餐。受洗只有一次，守圣餐是经常持续的。Baptism only once in your life, but Lord's Supper should be observed continually. This is what the Bible teaches us. Because we are not complete, even though we are saved, we are not complete. By His grace, by His blood, the covenant He established, so He empowered us to live for Him. So, 因为他的恩典，圣灵的大能，借着在杯里面的所立的血，帮助我们，加强我们，使我们可以走一个成圣的道路。所以今天凡是你已经接受主受洗的，教会欢迎你在这饼和杯，在基督里我们一起来领受。 If you are a born again Christian,and you've been baptized, you are more than welcome to partake the bread and the cup in Jesus Christ. So, anyone haven't got a bread and cup, that pre-pack, please raise your hand and usher will give you. 如果你还没有收到这饼和杯的，麻烦你可以举个手，服侍人员就可以为你分派这饼和杯。那我们要请两位来祷告。The first one we're going to ask William to pray in English, and Brother Lee will, Xin Long Lee will pray in Mandarin to give thanks to our Lord before we examine ourselves. 当我们还没有在主的面前审查我们自己，我们要请两位弟兄来祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we praise and thank you for your grace that through your Son, Jesus Christ, you established the supper in which we eat his body and drink his blood. By your Holy Spirit, we hope that throughout the rest of this year, you may be with us, and that as our grace increases day by day, that we may come to the joy of at last of eternal salvation through your Son Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
天父，我们感谢你。当我们拿起这饼这杯的时候，我们听见到你在十字架上为担当我们的罪，你的身体破碎，你的血为我们流。当我们擘开这饼喝这杯的时候，我们就纪念到你所为我们所付出的代价。求主让我们常常省察我们自己心里的幽暗，我们的罪，让我们能够在主面前 来悔改认罪，我们靠着圣灵的引导，我们在每天的生活里面，我们越来越靠近主。这样祷告不配奉主耶稣宝贵的圣名， Amen。
我们有一段安静的时候，因为我们要以敬畏的心，我们预备我们自己来领受这饼和杯。 May we have a quiet time to prepare ourselves in a God-fearing attitude that examine ourselves before Him.这个饼主耶稣说是代表他的身体为我们舍的。 The bread that we all have is a symbol that his body hung on the cross, died for us. Shall we eat the bread together?And the juice in this cup remind us that He died, His blood washed away our sin. And we give thanks to Him. 这杯里面的葡萄汁是代表主耶稣为我们所流的宝血，洗净我们的罪，让我们一起来领受。 May we drink the cup together. 我们做个结束祷告。天父，我们感谢你，借着每个月我们有一次的省察，求主保守我们在主的爱中不但知识增长，更加爱主，更加的增长，成为教会是主你自己的灯台，教会可以传扬福音。让我们守圣餐的时候再次思念主你自己的爱。 Lord, we give thanks to you in remembrance of you that died on the cross on behalf of us. You give us a new life, so that we not only increase our knowledge, we also do according to your will that will please you, so that the church in this locality will bring glory to you, will further your kingdom, and your name be glorified. We pray that in Jesus' name. Amen.
首先欢迎一下新朋友。今天有没有第一次来到我们教会的朋友？如果有的话，介绍一下自己。都没有哈，那欢迎大家。那么我们要报告的事项，今天感恩代祷呢是本季度的主题经文，你要专心仰赖耶和华，不可依赖自己的聪明，在你一切所行的事上都要认定他，他必指引你的路。也请继续为美国回归到上帝的真道上祷告。 请大家继续为美国的全球的疫情祷告，祈求圣灵带领众人认罪悔改，求神怜悯医治这地。请大家迫切为聘牧的事工祷告，求神带领和神心意的牧者来到恩泽教会。然后新农和俊敏的小女儿 Selina 和 Josh 女婿 Josh 呢，请大家为他们祷告，他们将于5月1日就今天飞往乌克兰和波兰的边境难民营，在那里做人道救援工作，求神保守他们的平安，求圣灵带领他们在救人于伤病之时见证主爱的长宽高深。还有那下个星期呢是5月8日主日崇拜后呢有聘牧决定的会员大会，主日学呢暂停一次，请大家预留时间参加，但是今天会后呢主日学呢仍然进行，请大家参加。好，下面我们一起来唱三首。
Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
愿我主耶稣基督的恩惠、上帝的慈爱和圣灵的感动常与我们同在，奉主的名， Amen. Please be seated. 请坐。